I hate Christmas. My dad left me and my mom on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. It's the worst time of the year.
Christmas doesn't have to be about what happened to you. It should be about what happened for you. Happy Advent. Zach here, and we're diving into another story on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. Get ready to discover something new. For some people, Christmas can bring back memories of traumatic events in their lives. Maybe it's their first Christmas without one of their parents, or they're separated from the ones they love. If Christmas is a tough time of year for you, don't just remember the bad times. Remember that Jesus gave up everything in heaven to come to earth as a little baby. He did that so he could save you, which is the greatest gift of all. Philippians 5:8 says, "He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Our story today is called, "What's Christmas All About?" Anthony flicked off the radio. He couldn't stand to hear one more Christmas song. Ever since his dad walked out on him and his mom on Christmas Eve 2 years ago, Anthony dreaded the holiday season. He sighed and flopped onto the couch as mom walked into the room. "Hey, Anthony, Uncle Sam just called. Aunt Tricia had the baby this morning. I'm going down to the hospital to see how everyone is doing. Want to join me?" "I guess," Anthony answered, "as long as I don't have to listen to any Christmas carols on the way." When they got to St. Thomas Hospital, they took the elevator to the newborn unit on the third floor. Everyone looked so happy. Great, Anthony thought. More cheery people. When they reached the room, Anthony walked over to a clear-sided bassinet and peered in. There lay his new cousin all wrapped in blankets. "Anthony, meet Caleb," said Aunt Tricia. "Would you like to hold him?" "Sure," said Anthony, a little hesitant. Mom had him sit in a chair and told him how to hold his arms to support the baby's head. Then she gently laid Caleb in his arms. He looked down at the baby. He seemed so helpless all wrapped up like that. Anthony glanced across the room and noticed a painting of the Virgin Mary on the wall. She was cradling a wide-eyed newborn Jesus. The title under the painting read, "A Gift for You." Anthony turned his gaze to Caleb and was startled to see similar dark blue eyes looking back at him. "Wow," said Anthony softly. "What is it?" asked Mom. "I never really thought about how helpless Jesus was as a baby. He sure had to give up a lot to come to earth, didn't he?" Mom nodded and wrapped an arm around him. "I know Christmas is hard for you because of what happened with your dad, but that's exactly why Jesus came to earth as a baby. So he could die for our sins and give us hope. Because of him, we know that even though things go wrong, one day he'll come again and make everything right. Christmas doesn't have to be about what happened to you. It can be about what happened for you. Jesus gave it all up for you." So how about you? Does the Christmas season stir up bad memories for you? Izza, you've had a hard Christmas in the past too.
Last year, my grandpa passed away around Halloween-ish, and I really missed him during Christmas time.
How did you work through that?
I talked to my mom and God, because they know that it's really hard, and God can put a comforting hand on me, and my mom can help talk me through it.
Did talking about it help you?
After I have a chance to talk about my emotions, I feel a little bit more at peace, because I know where my grandpa went, and it just makes me a lot more at peace to think about that.
Thanks for sharing that. That does sound really difficult to go through.
Holidays can be hard when you've lost a loved one, but this year, instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you do have.
What are some of the good things you can focus on this year? What do you think, Harvey?
I could look forward to visiting my grandparents or other relatives that I don't get to see very often.
Is that a big road trip for you guys?
We usually go up north, and that's where we meet our grandparents.
Thanks, Harvey.
Jesus gave up all of the glory in heaven to come to earth as a baby and die to save you from your sins. He'll always be there to help you, and one day he'll make everything right. Our key verse is Matthew 1:23.
Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
And our key thought today, Jesus came to earth for you. So what did you think of today's story? Maybe you have an answer for one of the questions. Well, if you do, I'd love to hear from you. You can send in a voice message. Just get your parents' permission first and then go to our website, keysforkids.net. And when you're there, tap on Open Mic in the menu. Plus, you can check out more Christmas fun while you're there by listening to Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me for the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.